You are listening to Strolling Down Maid Street, episode 14. Today we are talking about part 2 of our snack tours, California Adventure and Downtown Disney. Everybody, it's Susie.
And Greg.
Welcome to Strolling Down Main Street.
If this is your first time listening, then thanks for joining us.
You can find us at Strolling DMS on WordPress and Facebook.
Come back often and feel free to subscribe on iTunes. All links are in the show notes.
Now, let's get strolling. Welcome back.
Yes.
This is our, tomorrow will be our year anniversary of recording our podcast.
Yep.
We started recording last April 1st.
Or released last April 1st.
Okay, released last April 1st, 2018. So we've been fiddling around with it for a year. And to celebrate, Greg purchased a...
microphone.
What kind of microphone?
One that's, what is it, bi-directional.
A bi-directional microphone.
So we can talk on each side of it, and can hear us better than the little iPhone there, so hopefully we sound a little better. Might take a little bit of tweaking to get it right.
Yeah.
But
we feel very cool, because we're sitting at our dining room table with this fancy-dancy microphone.
Yeah, so it was, before it was just we put a phone in the middle of our table.
Yeah, and now we have this cool guy radio microphone.
Yeah.
I just went close to it and talked to it like a cool guy on the radio. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, today we are doing part 2 of our snack tour. And we covered Disneyland in the first part. And today we will cover California Adventure and Downtown Disney. So,
we got the maps in front of us here.
We got our app map open.
Yep.
And so, I think probably first thing you may do would be Buena Vista
Street. Yeah, might as well. We've got a map right in front of us. Might as well just sort of dance around it.
Yeah. Oh, because I have mine in the list format.
Oh. So. Yeah, I put mine just in the map format so that I can scroll along. Because we're doing a tour, you wouldn't want the tour to go like, hey, okay, so we're gonna start in Cars Land and then.
Okay, so yeah, you would probably start off with Clarabelle's hand scooped ice cream, I would say, just because it's kind of the first point there.
They do have the bakery and candy right in that area too, right? For whatever reason, it's not showing up when you.
Okay. Yeah.
It might be a shop.
So yeah, you could that would be one of the combo stops.
Yeah.
Like similar to what we did in Disneyland, where you could choose like an ice cream thing or something from the bakery.
Yeah.
They have some really cute hand-dipped ice cream bars. It would be kind of cool to have like a mini version of that.
Yeah.
And then you could there could be like maybe some options for what you put on it, because they have... You can put sprinkles or cookie crumbs or whatever kind of you want to put on there. And then in the bakery, they have some kind of cool seasonal stuff in there sometimes. Like, is that where they had the roses?
I think they might have had the roses there.
Yeah.
And they have cake pops all the time. I think the roses were a cake pop.
Okay, yeah.
Cookies, all that kind of stuff. And there's also... I wonder if there's a way you could get a small, candy apple, but I can't think of any like
they grow baby apples just for Disneyland.
Maybe
picked at the prime of youth.
Yeah. It's just a silly thought.
I don't think there's a such thing as a mini apple.
I don't think there is.
But I think you could essentially just do like quarter apple, or I mean those things are huge.
That's what I mean.
Like you could, you know what you would probably do is you would just use the full size ones and then cut
divvy it up between
segments, and then people could choose from the different segments, and then you could like have what the original looked like in the middle of this little tray, and then have it cut up in pieces around it so people could see the cool visual. Like, oh, look, that was a really cool apple, and then you could try it.
Yeah, no, I was just...
You're right, it would be cool. Oh, you know what you could do? Is they could, like, they could use similar to, like, you know, melon balls?
Yeah.
Where they do, like, little balls, but, like, you could make them slightly bigger than... Because melon ballers are pretty small.
Yeah.
But you could do that, and you could almost, like, take the, like, flesh part of the apple and then dip that whole, like... little circle.
Yeah, you might be able to do something like that. No, but or, you know, make a little apple pie cake pop or something like that.
Something like that.
No, it was just literally a thought. It was just like, it was more just, I don't see how you could do that. There's no tiny apples. No. And if there were tiny apples, they'd be all core. So that would be terrible.
Oh, yeah, that would be terrible.
But it was, like I said.
I think they core the candy apples, though, don't they? Or no?
That's what I mean. But if you cored a tiny apple the size of a cake pop,
yeah,
like,
you'd have nothing left. And then, I feel like, well, Fiddler Pfeiffer and
Practical Cafe
is just Starbucks, so you don't need to go there. Like,
yeah, I mean, they could probably have, like, if we're having drinks and stuff with it, or coming with the tour or whatever, you could get a little coffee or something.
Yeah, like maybe a coffee.
Espresso-sized thing or something like that.
Yeah, that would be kind of fun.
But I would say that would just come with your whole little...
set up there
in that area.
Yeah. And then so what direction do we kind of want to go?
I mean,
maybe Hollywood.
Yeah, because if you go around,
because Hollywood's kind of a dead end now, so maybe you could do Hollywood and then kind of circle back and then do the rest.
Yeah,
so Hollywood, I'd say probably like Schmoozie's.
Well, yeah, because what you have in that area, I think what you could do with that is you have Schmoozie's, which has some of the donuts now.
Yeah.
And you have their Schmoozie's as well, their iced drinks. And then you also have the Award Wieners, right? So that's where you could
do that mixed sweet savory.
Yeah.
And it's pretty easy to do mini hot dogs.
Yeah.
And you could have cute little mini buns.
Yeah.
And just have, like, maybe choose, like, the most popular, I don't know what is the most popular things there, but...
Yeah.
Just choose the most popular and have just little miniature versions of those.
Yeah, and those two places also, they both do special ones, seasonal, I don't know
what they
call it. But they've both got stuff for get your ears on and everything. So.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that would be good. And then, I feel like with the... Did we go into, like, more detail on the Disneyland one about, like, what specifically you're getting?
Well, we talked about that you'd be getting small portions of everything.
Yeah.
I think we did say what you'd get, but that's what I mean. You get a donut, you get a Schmoozie, or you get a...
Hot dog.
A hot dog.
Yeah, yeah. Like, we didn't go into, like, super detail.
No. I mean, if there's something you want to go into detail...
No, it's okay. I don't know those menus well enough, so...
But we could,
just
like...
Just a general idea.
Yeah. Yeah. One thing you could do, too, is if, like, you're building on it more, just a thought, like... You could go see the Frozen show while you're down there as your first little break.
Yep.
Get some popcorn or something like that with it, or get one of those snacks that goes into it or something like that.
Yep.
Same thing could have been done in Disneyland, right?
Yeah.
One of those snack things could take you over to Mickey's Magical Map or something like that.
Yep. And then kind of circle back and...
Well, for the time being, right? Eventually we'll be able to go into Marvel Land.
Yeah, we'll just... For the time being, you'd circle back, and then I guess maybe go to, like, Grizzly Peak, I guess that is.
Yeah, is there really anything to go there, though?
No, not really.
There's popcorn by Soarin'.
Like, churros, I think. But it is a nice walk.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, that little backwoodsy area.
Well, I guess you could take that around, and then you get to... what you call it, Paradise Gardens, and...
Because the thing is, like, especially now that we've decided it being quite longer than we originally said, like, you might want to work in some nice walking in there. That's a nice way to walk around there, I think.
Well, yeah, I guess that, doing that, even if you don't, say, get a churro at the end of there, you still...
Well, you will just have eaten whatever, ice cream, a baked good, possibly a hot dog, and a smoothie, so you might want to break...
Well, that's what I mean. So you go around there, and there's nothing really in the other direction, like if you walk past the vineyard there,
no,
there's not really anything you'd stop by there.
No.
So yeah, you might as well walk around that direction.
Yeah.
And that will take you over to like Ariel, Little Mermaid Adventure.
Yeah. I'd say probably from there you would head up to the adorable snowman, Frosted Treats.
Yep.
Where you would get yourself a frosted treat. They have shaved ice there.
Shaved ice. They have
ice cream.
And I think some, like, they got like a lemon one.
Yeah, they have some cool flavors there. I wonder if you can like...
You can click on the menu, yeah.
Yeah.
Takes a little second, but...
Yeah, so they have... Okay, so they have like a lot of non-dairy things, it looks like. Or just the lemon, I guess.
Yeah.
Non-dairy lemon soft serve, which I'd imagine would be similar to like Dole Whip, but lemon. And then there's some chocolate, vanilla. And right now they have some specialties. They do like parfaits, it looks like. So yeah, not shaved ice, it looks like, though.
No.
That's odd. I thought it was shaved ice. Oh,
Pixar Pure Frosty Parfait. Non-dairy lemon soft serve.
So I guess it's the...
Blue raspberry swirl.
The non-dairy stuff is... They're like... Whatever, shaved ice, I guess. Interesting. Yeah. Okay, so do that. And then, I think... It's a little bit more difficult with California Adventure, because I feel like there's less... opportunity for, like, stopping and having conversation about, like, the history of the park.
I mean, so, like, not in just, the same way, but, I mean, there is...
I guess, in this case, you could combine the... I'm just thinking, because, like, there's not really much to do between that and Jack-Jack Cookie Num-Nums.
Yeah.
So you'd probably want to make that one and have people choose or whatever, or have both in one go. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, they do have the Lamplight Lounge right near there.
Yeah.
So if you even, if you have a small tour, like if we're keeping this small, that just means one table set aside once or twice a day.
Yeah.
For a tour group, which means they have the kitchen there.
Yeah.
So you could get the treats brought over easily enough, yeah. And they could have the cookies.
Yeah.
Just basically under a warming lamp.
Yeah.
They wouldn't need to be having someone shuffle cookies from over by Incredicoaster.
Yeah, yeah.
No, or there. And then you could have something savory from the Lamplight Lounge or sit up at the... I guess that's still the lounge.
Yeah.
Like it used to be the Cove Bar up at the top there. But you could do something like that. And then hop on like...
Could do like the Poultry Palace. Do some little chicken.
Yeah.
And then there's the Senior Buzz Churros. So you could do those.
Yeah.
And then I think probably after that, I would say like the candy store. Where's that one? Not showing up on my thing. But.
I don't think the stores show up when you have dining.
What's that one called?
I think Bing Bong Confectionery or something like that.
Yeah, that one. You could do basically just go in there and say, get whatever you want or something like.
Yeah.
Within reason, I don't know. Like try the little Slurpees or whatever they call them.
Yeah, there's cotton candy.
Cotton candy, candy, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I think, too, like we were saying, that there's not as much history, but the park has history in other ways in that it's changed quite a bit. So you could talk about what it used to be, what it originally was based off of.
Yep.
Like, because it was based off of real areas in California, so you can even give, like, a bit of California history with it.
Yep.
And then kind of the process of changing it over into more of a Disney park rather than a California park.
Yep.
Things like that could go on there.
And then I would say, because we're not really doing like the whole restaurant thing, this is like more about snacks.
Yeah.
So I'd say we wouldn't really bother with the like restaurants over by the Petra's Pass Paradise Pier there.
Yeah.
But they do have something now called Bayside Brews.
Yeah, it's like beer and got pretzels or whatever.
Yeah, I just mean like some people might like that.
Yeah.
Like a beer and some pretzels.
Yeah, no.
Beer and like a bit of pretzel.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm sure people would.
Yeah. I don't like corn dogs, so my tendency is to skip the corn dog castle, but you could offer it, I guess. You could do that combined with the beer one. You could do beer, soft pretzel, mini corn dog.
Yeah.
And then choose wherever you want from that.
Well, I think when you're doing California Adventure, just to make things much more complicated than they need to be, California Adventure, you can opt for like an alcohol pass as well.
Right,
because they do have lots of places you can get alcohol there, so obviously that would hike the price up significantly, but I'm sure there are people that would gladly do it to get wander around and drink some wine and beer and
Yeah.
Is there anything in that area? The one thing that, like, this obviously...
Well, we don't need to do anything more in that area, because there's plenty to come.
I'm just saying, I'm wondering if, like, depending on when you do the tour and stuff like that, or maybe they could give out Fast Pass or World of Color with the tours, things like that, or to the fireworks. Just because, I'm just trying to think of what
the fireworks
and for Disneyland.
Oh, you want to make sure that you're sticking within the park.
Oh no, I was just meaning for the Disneyland tour. Doing that.
Sorry,
no, I'm not saying jumping parks. What I mean is just trying to explore, looking at the map, explore the options that are available to you to kind of break up eating every 5 minutes.
Well, yeah, that's what I was trying to say, I guess. I think with California Adventure, you could probably, and possibly with Disneyland as well, try and include as many gentle rides.
Well, that's what I mean. You've possible. Got, you do like, have Midway Mania. Obviously, Incredicoaster is out of it.
Midway Mania.
It's not gentle, no.
You're spinning like a million times.
You have the Pixar Pal Around.
That one's a swing ride.
Well, no, like if you get on the regular.
Oh, the Ferris wheel.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, the regular one, yeah.
No, I'm not talking going on the swings.
Yeah, it was like, yikes.
Not silly symphony swings.
Yeah, so you could do that one. The Golden Zephyr's pretty gentle. It's a big circle, but it's like...
Yeah.
Pretty gentle, yeah. Little Mermaid, obviously. But yeah, basically just interspersing all of these snack stops with gentle rides.
Yeah, well, that's the other thing, too.
And stopping and sitting.
Yeah.
Like, taking in some of the atmosphere. Well,
that's what we were saying, too, about the Disneyland one when we talked about it, was that you'd have... Try and go to places where you can sit, enjoy it. You know what I mean? Wait for a minute. They'll sort of...
Yeah, it's not just like this. Because the way we're describing it, I feel like we're going from, like, food place to food place.
Yeah.
But it's not going to be just like some like 2-hour binge.
That's what I'm trying to say.
That's not pleasant for anybody.
I think my idea would be you go to the place, they talk about where this food's made, even if it's the same place each time. Like even if they say, oh, it's made here, it's okay. Mm-hmm. I don't care. And they just talk a little bit about that at each location. They've picked something specifically that they can talk about. Sit, they talk about that, you eat some food, maybe you sit for a minute, and they talk about the area of the park that you're in. And then after that, so you're sitting there for a decent amount of time, you get up and you go and then go to another place, and then, you know, maybe a ride or a show, and then keep going.
Yep. So after that, I think probably moseying down all the way to... like the Pacific Wharf Cafe, and doing our little mini bread bowls. Yeah. Oh no, we were gonna do that in Disney. Oh, but who cares?
Yeah. You said that in Disneyland.
Yeah. So I think now that I'm talking about this, I don't know if people would ever do a double park.
I don't think you would,
because I think each of these tours are gonna be like a 6 to 8 hour endeavor.
I think that would be best, that it's a long tour so that it's not...
And you just choose one park or the other.
Yeah.
I'd say Downtown Disney, you could probably just do as an add-on.
The only reason I really said Downtown Disney is, from what I've read, is that all the baked goods are made at Marceline's Confectionery. Right. All the baked goods for both parks.
Right. So you want to go...
feel like that would be something you might... If you're going on this tour and actually interested...
Yeah.
I feel like you'd want to go and be able to get... look-see in there.
Yeah,
that's just my opinion, and maybe I'm wrong. That's where they're made, but I've definitely heard that before. That's where everything is made for the parks.
Yeah,
in terms of in all those baked good stores.
Yep. So for the Pacific Wharf Cafe, I think you would start with the bakery tour.
The sourdough. Yeah.
Yeah, and then go end up and have your little bread bowl with some of the salad that they have there, or one of the soups.
Yeah.
Without the heavy lid.
Without the lid.
Without the lid.
I think we already went into detail of that.
We did.
Last episode.
And then, you could probably do that with, like, the Ghirardelli.
Yeah.
You could either get, like, a little bit of ice cream or try some of their chocolates. Like, they could just have a sampling of all, because they have so many different varieties of their chocolate there. That would be kind of cool. Yeah, and then I feel like you would make your way over to Karzaland
mm-hmm.
from there. I'm saying a lot.
Yeah. As long as you pause, I can edit it all out. If you just go and then write into words, I can't edit that.
So Cozy Cone, the must. So let's look at the Cozy Cone here. And like express the options. Express? Describe. Okay, so Cozy Cone number one is churros. You can get it with like a dipping sauce. And you can also get different drinks there. Hot, cold. And then at Cozy Cone number two is ice cream. My favorite cone. I've gotten many soft serve ice creams there. Yeah, vanilla chocolate twist cone. Oh yeah, baby. You can also get it in a cup, or you can add toppings. And Cozy Cone number three is the kind of like weird.
Weird?
Like right now, all it has under there is the seasonal offerings, which is the Fiesta Cone.
No, it's got ones after that. Snacks as
oh,
well.
Oh, sorry. Okay, so this one's like food.
Yeah.
Chili con queso, bacon mac and cheese. They have alcoholic beverages there. And then...
Did you notice that the vodka and all natural lemonade, and then vodka and pomegranate limeade.
So not all natural.
If you're concerned, don't get the pomegranate limeade. Cause... Yeah.
And then Cozy Cone number four is carbs.
Just carbs. Chocolate twist.
Pretzel bites, chocolate twist, cheddar garlic bagel twist.
Yep.
Sounds like they have some interesting drinks. Red apple freeze.
Yeah, I wonder where that is. An apple freeze, is it just like apple juice poured on top of shaved ice or something?
I don't know. That'd be good though. And then popcorn, or then Cozy Cone number five is popcorn. Popcorn. So you can get flavored popcorn. Looks like they have butter, dill, buffalo ranch, white cheddar, sriracha, pizza, or garlic parmesan. You can get a souvenir bucket.
It doesn't say popcorn on here. I don't think we made that up, though. I think that's what it says on the sign, doesn't it?
I think it does,
popcorn?
Yeah. How could you not? So, yeah. See, this one we went into, like, way more detail, but whatever.
Well, there's five places here.
Yeah. So, I think for this one, you would literally go to... Because it's a whole area where they have the cones set up.
Yeah.
And literally outside of each cone, you have a little station. And you get to go through all the cones. That would be just so much fun. I honestly only ever had the ice cream there.
I think I want to try that bacon mac and cheese.
Yeah, we've never really done any of the other snacks there.
Well, that's because we used to always go to Flo's.
Yeah, but now Flo's as well. We've been through that.
Yeah, we went through that a number of occasions now.
Yeah. It's traumatizing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then that's kind of it for Karzaland, I'd say. You don't really need to go... I mean, obviously you would go on... Razors, probably. It's not very gentle, but whatever. You have to go on it. And then there's a road into nowhere.
There is the road into nowhere.
Just shows it on the map going into the bushes. So you can go frolic in the bushes that will be Marvel Land.
Yeah.
It doesn't really look like bushes. It kind of looks like a nuclear implosion happened, and there's like green gas dust. Does it look like that when you like zoom in on it?
Yeah,
does not look like
it's
trees.
A little...
It's like it looks a little post-apocalyptic.
I think what they did is they took a couple of trees that they made as like a.
Well, some of them have like more detail and like some leaves and stuff like that, and then it goes more into it and it's just like gas dust.
A leafy tree, deciduous tree. So it looks like they drew one of those, maybe a few of them, and then they copy pasted it all over that section and then used the smudge tool.
Yeah.
And that's now you've got your forest.
Forest.
Yeah. Which is not a forest. There's a big wall there.
Yeah.
They just wanted to make it look nice on them.
It's kind of like the...
Yeah, I think that would probably conclude the eating portion.
Yeah. So we went in there a little bit. I think a show in there.
For sure, yeah.
Either Frozen or the, I guess...
Fast Pass for World of Color or something.
Yeah, and but also in that Hollywood area, you got the... Now you've got the Mickey's Philharmagic. But that's coming there shortly, so yeah. That could be involved. So you get a show. I wouldn't say you get to pick a show. You don't get to pick rides. That's way too complicated.
Oh, no.
But there would be a show involved, maybe even two.
Yeah.
Like, you might get that, and then your Fast Pass for World of Color. For rides, yeah, Pixar Pal Around's a good one. Little Mermaid would be a good one. Monsters, Inc. would be a good one, but I think I would go with a show in that land.
Yeah.
Guardians of the Galaxy is not a good one.
No.
Gotta Coaster's not good.
No.
Yeah. I think that sort of wraps up California Adventure.
Yeah.
Got a couple of rides, got a couple shows, got a lot of food.
Yeah.
Probably get... I think with this, too, you'd want to...
And yeah, keep in mind, this is something that would be spaced over, like I said, probably at least 4 hours.
Yeah.
Probably more likely 6
yeah.
to 8. So that's a lot of food, but that's a... But they're snack size. Everything's snack size. You only have what you want.
Yeah.
Like, part of it's the fun of being taken around the park and all that. And when you buy the pass to go have all the snacks, like the pass option,
yeah,
you can use that over multiple days. So if you're in the parks for a 5-day pass and you're going to be in California Adventure twice, you have those full 2 days. And also, like, if you're in a group,
yeah,
you can share that snack pass amongst 5 people. So if there's people who prefer this or that, you can kind of, that's a way to try all these different snacks, and you spend $100 on everybody.
Yeah.
Right? So, and yeah, then Downtown Disney, I feel like probably keep it pretty short and sweet, because if you're adding it on to one of these longer tours, I don't know if we would do it as a separate tour necessarily.
What my thinking is that you would maybe, if it's on an add-on tour, is maybe you gather there. You start there, right? And you get to take a look at where all that stuff's coming from, and then you head to the parks through through like the Grand Californian or something like that.
Yeah. I think one thing that, I mean, would be very Disney, because it would bring in people who didn't necessarily have a park ticket, was you could do a exclusive Downtown Disney snack tour.
Yeah.
Because then you don't need a park ticket.
Yeah.
So you could have people come and do this snack tour through Downtown Disney.
Yeah.
And you'd be luring them in to the shopping and everything too.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Do we want to go through something with that movie or not really? Just keep it at the parks.
I think we can go through it. I don't know what's down there off the top of my head.
There's lots of, like, was that? There's
lots of restaurants.
Lots of restaurants, yeah. I guess probably more likely you would maybe offer some kind of... I don't know what. Never mind.
Yeah, because, like, there's pizza, there's...
There's
Salt and...
Earl of Sandwich, there's Tortilla Joe's, there's...
Yeah, there's the new...
Salt and Straw.
Which is ice cream and stuff.
Ice cream.
But...
Yeah.
I mean, you've got ice cream place and the bakery. I think it's more of... That's more of a tour. Like, not like you're not eating, like, not a... It's more of a, hey... Add this to your snack tour, Disney, where all these snacks came from.
Yeah, I agree.
And it's not necessarily...
Never mind what I said.
Not necessarily even going to get anything there. It's just like, hey, you've gone through the park.
Definitely go to Marceline's.
You've ate all the food. Now you can see where all those baked goods are made.
Yeah. So you start there and end there, maybe?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, it could be the meeting place.
Yeah.
And you all go to the park together, and then you come back after, and you see, like, look, this is where it all came from.
Yeah.
Cool.
Something nice. Like that.
Yeah. I honestly, like, obviously we're not
business geniuses and don't know how to properly put this type of thing together, but just talking about it, I would 100%, if I saw that this type of thing came out, I would not do the one that was guided, because I can't spend that much money on a tour.
Yeah.
But that's more for people who are not worried about money, I would say. But I would definitely buy one of those cards and share it
and get
with little, you on a trip or something.
Little small versions.
Oh, yeah. That'd be so fun. Can you imagine, like, you're going through the park and, like, you're like, I feel like a snack. And then you, like, look at your snack card and you're like, where should we go? It's kind of like...
Yeah, no.
And then you don't have to think about the cost because you already paid for it and it's just kind of done, right?
I mean, we're going there in 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah. Did we say
probably that? Not.
So we're going back to Disneyland. It'll be just over 2 months this time since we've been. We're going with my sister and her family, her husband, and our two nieces. We're just going for the last 3 days of their trip. They're going on a longer trip, so we're piggybacking on the end of their trip, because you only get to be around those ages of children for such a short time, and it's such a fun place to be when they're that age. So yeah, there's somebody outside making noise.
Yeah,
but yeah, so yeah, we're cray cray, but we're gonna have fun. It's gonna be awesome.
Yeah, so I'm toying with the idea of getting the food and wine pass just for that kind of reason.
Well, I'm sure if you did, maybe my sister and her husband would partake.
Yeah, it's $55 or something like that.
Yeah.
And you get 8 little things. I know sometime, like, if you get the cheapest one all the time, you're losing money.
Yeah. If you get Is that most... one for only California Adventure?
Yes.
Okay, so we'd only be there for 1 day.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we could share stuff.
Yeah.
Just for funsies.
Yeah. I don't know. Just saying, thinking about it.
Yeah. Cool beans.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that is our snack tour episode and our 1 year episode. Woo woo!
Woohoo!
So yeah, come check us out on Facebook and WordPress.
Susie might do an Instagram.
I might start an Instagram. I think that'd be fun. I'm getting into the Insta. I'm very late to the game with Instagram. I joined Instagram a long time ago, but never went on it. Like, didn't touch it. And then just recently, I started getting super into it, and now it's, like, my favorite social media. And I, like, deactivated my Facebook because I was like, screw Facebook. So, just Instagram. But Greg will be probably then doing all the Facebook stuff.
At this moment, all it does is WordPress uploads the posts onto Facebook.
Okay, there you go. But yeah, if I did an Instagram, it would be more exciting. So that will be my next adventure.
Yeah. I'm sure no one will have taken our name, so we will be strolling DMS on Instagram as well, if we can do that.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
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 Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.